After dropping the first game at home on Tuesday night, the Rawhide. Return to form. Return to form. After dropping the first game at home on Tuesday night, the Rawhide return home. Return to form. Defeating the San Jose Giants. Tonight, the Rawhide look to remain atop of the California League South Division. Improve to 5-1. Improve to 5-1. Coming up next. Gentlemen, and welcome to Valley's Round Ballpark on a warm Thursday night in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you. Strong ballpark on a warm Thursday night in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you and happy to bring you Visalia Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. So, after splitting the first two games of the series, Rawhide will look to even it up tonight. But before the game will get started, let's go into tonight's batting. Starting lineup, we'll start off first with the batting order for the San Jose Giants.
Number 30. Let's give it up for the Hanford Christian School Vocal Ensemble. Tonight's Play Ball Team is thanks to Valley Sports. Valley Sports is the official fantasy and gaming partner of Minor League Baseball. Valley Sports, the heart of the band. Let's send it down to Timber, who's with the Vocal Ensemble for tonight's Play Ball Kid.
Play Ball!
After dropping the first game at home on Tuesday night, the Rawhide return home, return to form, defeating the San Jose Giants, final score 8-3. Tonight, the Rawhide look to remain atop of the California League South Division and improve to 5-0. Coming up next, it's game three of the six-game series between the San Jose Giants and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark on a warm Thursday night in Visalia, California. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark on a warm Thursday night in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you and happy to bring you Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. It is a Rawhide team who yesterday, they took game two of the series after dropping game number one to the San Jose Giants. The Rawhide were back in form last night. Final score of the ballgame, 8-3. And the Rawhide here tonight looking to improve to 5-1. San Jose looking to drop to 1-4. Jacob Steinmetz is on the bump tonight for Visalia. And the first pitch of the ball game is officially underway, and it misses outside for ball number one. One ball and no strikes, with the first pitch officially going down at 6:33 p.m. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Ground ball to the right side of the infield, and it's a 1-3 assist, and that's the first out of the ball game for the San Jose Giants. And that will bring up Jonah Cox to the plate here for the second batter for the San Jose Giants, and has a chance to go through the starting batting order for the San Jose. Maui Iwona let things off. They hit the number two spot, Jonah Cox. Luke Schleiger bats out of the number three spot for San Jose, and batting fourth is Elion Rio. Upcoming pitch on the way is outside for ball one. Nadir Lewis bats 5, Guillermo Williamson 6, and then Javier Francisco, the second baseman, will bat 7th, Ty Hanchi will bat 8th, and then Estelin Cassian will bat 9. Steinmetz on the bump, the delivery on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number 1. Home plate umpire for today's game, Caden Gustafson, in his second game behind home of the series, and Garrett Nelson on the base pass for the second time this series. 1-1 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. Bunt is shown, and Cox unable to make contact with it, and the count goes 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide defense, talked about Jacob Steinmetz on the bump. The catcher, Adrian DeLeon, on the right side of the infield. It will be Modifi Marte joined by Christopher Torin. Upcoming 1-2 pitch on the way from Steinmetz is a breaking ball that's fouled backwards, and the count remains 1-2. Anderson Rojas will play over at shortstop. At third will be Ruben Santana. Out in left field, Jefferson Pena, Drew Jones will man center field. And then out in right, it will be Jake Josefa. 1-2 with one away. The pitch on the way from Steinmetz is a slow roller that's kicked foul. Umpire said it was foul before the ball was kicked.
Put that thing down.
And the count will remain the same. Jacob Steinmetz comes in at 6'6", 230. The right-hander, 20 years old. He's one of two players on this Rawhide team that are drafted out of high school. That other guy, Drew Jones, the center fielder tonight here for Visalia. And the upcoming 1-2 delivery on the way, and that one's fouled off to the right side. Steinmetz, back-to-back years in Visalia. In 2023, had a 1-10 overall record with a 6.19 ERA. However, he did have the most strikeouts of his professional career, 62 Ks in 2023, and looking to do more of that here this season. 1-2 pitch all the way from Steinmetz. It's a fastball that goes right up the middle, and he's able to grab that one out of the midair, and an underhand toss over to Modifi Marte, and there's two down here for the San Jose Giants. Nice athletic play there for Jacob. Two quick outs here. And we go to the third part of the batting order for Luke Schlieger. 3-for-7 here in the series, including 1-for-3 yesterday. Had a chance to look there at the replay for Steinmetz. A single and a walk in last night's ball game. First pitch of the way on the way to the San Jose catcher, and he rips that one into left field for a base hit. San Jose's first hit of the ball game. And it goes to the cleanup hitter, Elian Rayo. Elian Rayo, 1-for-5 in last night's ball game. And looking to put together his second hit of the series. Did not play in game number one, only played in last night's game. And while we see the numbers last season for Jacob, those 19 games, the 62 strikeouts, gave up 8 home runs, 44 walks on 72 innings of work. 1-0 delivery on the way from Stein, and that one clips the outside corner for strike one. Steinmetz arrives in Visalia from Queens, New York, drafted in third round of the 2021 MLB draft out of the Hebrew Academy of Five Towns in Rockaway. 1-1 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. He holds up the belt. The pitch is outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. He possesses the sinker, slider, curveball, cutter, and the changeup. 2-1 with two away. Steinmetz working from the stretch for the first time in this ballgame in his 2-1. And that one breaks in there for strike number two. Two balls and two strikes. Officially signed on July 26th of 2021. 2-2 delivery on the way from Steinmetz. Working from the far right side of the rubber. Man in motion. Swung on a miss. And that one will end the inning either way. San Jose gets the first hit of the ball game, but they end up stranding Luke Schlieger over at second base. And we head to the bottom of the first inning where we'll get to see the Rawhide offense for the first time today. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. To adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up. This is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, for your satisfaction.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on VisaliaRawhide.com, the MILB app. Leading things off for Visalia in the bottom of the first inning, the center fielder Drew Jones. It'll be Drew Jones, Christopher Torin, and Junior Franco. For the first three batters due up here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch on the way to Jones, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Jones, Taurine, Franco, Ruben Santana will be batting out of the number four spot. Anderson Rojas will bat fifth. And the pitch to Jones misses outside for ball one, one ball and one strike. Modifi Marte will bat sixth. Jacque Josefa seventh. And the catcher, Adrian DeLeon, will bat out of the eighth spot. And the pitch to Jones misses a little bit outside for ball two, two balls and one strike. Jefferson Pena, lastly, will bat ninth and play left field for Visalia. 2-1 with no outs. A pitch on the way to Jones, and he takes that one inside. Had to dodge the shoulder out of the way of that pitch. And the count goes 3-1. Jones' 3-1 delivery on the way. And clips the outside corner for strike number two. And we'll have our first full count of the ball game from starting pitcher Josh Bostic. The 3-2 delivery on the way to Jones, and he fouls that one backwards. Take a look there at Drew Jones. And home plate umpire Caden Gustafson says that Jones never got a piece of it. The tag is applied by the catcher Luke Schleiger. And that's out number one of the ballgame. Not the most ideal one, but it'll be the first out of the ballgame. We'll see the replay here. And hard to see if there was much of a gap between the bat and the ball. Get another look at it here. And it's a tight one. I would say it may have hit the bat, the very top of the bat near the throat. But the home plate umpire is going to call it a strikeout for Jones, and he'll bring up Christopher Taurine to the plate, who he has been red hot to begin these first five games of the season. He's batting .444. He's also top five in the Cat League. Currently riding that five-game hit streak through these first five games. Also, three-game RBI streak as well, including the three-run homer on Tuesday night, the two-run RBI triple on last night's ball game. Appeal over to first. Taurine does not go around, and this has been a guy who's been able to step up to the plate in crucial moments so far in this first week of the season. The 1-1 is outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. This is a very talented Rawhide infield. Yancel Luis, another player to watch out for. He has the night off. So Taurine, who's primarily playing shortstop, slides over to second base. And Anderson Rojas, who was originally signed as the infielder in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. He's been playing outfield in the past season. But he moves over to shortstop for today's ballgame. Another full count here from Josh Bostic. We'll talk about the 22-year-old right-hander after this at-bat. And Bostic getting ready to throw his 12th pitch of the ballgame. Payoff pitch on the way, upstairs, and Taurine will draw a leadoff walk. Taurine's got pop. He's able to control where he's placing the ball and his at-bats. But also right there, shows the patience at the plate on a three-ball, two-strike count. Watches it miss upstairs for ball four. And four of the last five pitches in that bat were balls. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Junior Franco. And that one misses high and outside for ball number one. Reminder that All Walks is here, brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Swing and a miss there for Franco. Count is even, one ball and one strike with one away. Ruben Santana awaits on deck for Visalia here in this bottom half of the first inning. San Jose stranded a runner in the top half of the first. And the delivery on the way to Franco, and he fouls that one backwards for strike two. Junior so far 3-for-7 here in the series. He's played in the first two games. He wasn't scheduled to make the start on Wednesday. It was supposed to be Cole Roberts, but Cole Roberts was assigned to Hillsboro on Wednesday morning. Man in motion, it's a hit and run. The only play that's going to be made is at first. And Junior Franco will advance the runner over to second base, where Christopher Torrens stands in scoring position for the first time today.
Coming to the plate for the ride, number 20, Ruben Santana.
So good base running there by the Rawhide. Put Torrens in motion, get him over to second. And Ruben Santana will step up to the plate here for the Rawhide. That pitch fouled off to the right side. Call strike number one. Take a look at Ruben Santana's numbers so far, batting .333 with two RBIs. However, he does lead this Rawhide team in extra base hits, two doubles, and a triple. All three of those happening out in Inland Empire. The 0-1 slider misses outside for a ball. So Josh Bostic, the 22-year-old right-hander, selected in the eighth round of the 2023 MLB draft. The 1-1 on the way here to Santana, and he fouls it up to the right side, up and out of play. That's going to be a Vision Glassworks foul ball. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 1-2 with two down. Upcoming pitch on the way to Ruben Santana, the Rawhide third baseman, and he doesn't pull the trigger on that pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball two. Bostic, the McKinney Texan, attended Howard College and Hillsborough Community College, also spent some time at Grayson Junior College back in 2023. And Ruben Santana swings and misses on an outside slider. And the inning comes to a conclusion. Both squads will strand a runner at second base in the first inning. Rawhide have no hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base, and we are through one here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 0, Giants 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at $430.24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here. We move to the top of the second inning, where it will be Nadir Lewis, Guillermo Williamson, and Javier Francisco. Jacob Steinmetz faced four batters in that top half of the first inning and only allowed one hit off the bat of Luke Schleicher. Steinmetz stands tall on the right side. Well, he's all 6'6 of himself. Sends that one into left field. We'll see who calls it off here. And moving over a couple of steps will be the left fielder, Junior Franco, for out number one. So this is year number four for Jacob Steinmetz. You see the replay there. Just way too underneath it. A high launch angle, and that's an easy grab for Pena out there in left field. But talking about this Rawhide pitcher, fourth season in professional baseball. I think, well, lots of time here, especially second year in Visalia. But Jacob, A reminder, he got drafted in high school. He's only 20 years old. Not close to be one of the oldest guys on this Rawhide team. They're continuing to grow each and every year. Spent 2 years in rookie ball. And the pitch misses a little bit downstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Captured his first professional win last season against the Fresno Grizzlies in a game where he went five complete innings, allowing three hits and only one earned run. 2-0 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. It's a fastball, and it's swung on and missed, and the count goes 2-1. Steinmetz has also played at the world stage, representing Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic. 2-1 pitch, Steinmetz holds at the belt. The delivery, and that one inside corner, strike number two. And in that World Baseball Classic, faced the Dominican Republic, struck out Manny Machado, Jeremy Pena, and Gary Sanchez. 2-2 pitch on the way. Is a little bit upstairs for ball three. And Jeremy Pena, the year he had in the World Series just a couple years ago for the Houston Astros as a rookie. Manny Machado, who currently one of those leaders on that Padre squad. 3-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and that's a strikeout from Jacob Steinmetz. His second of the ballgame, and has a chance to shout out our friend Abraham Guillen over at Allstate. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So with two down, Jacob Steinmetz has two Ks in the last three batters, and it brings up Javier Francisco to the plate. Francisco's first pitch against Steinmetz is a bunt. He loses his footing. Ruben Santana with a bare hand grab, throw down at first, and that one is in time. What a play by Ruben Santana. A difficult off-balance throw, but he gets it done in time, and the Giants go down in order for the first time today. It's 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. You're watching to and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Third Rawhide shortstop here in 2024. It's Anderson Rojas to lead things off here for Visalia. First pitch swinging. It's popped up to the left side of the infield where it should be Ryo who's underneath it. And he's able to make the grab for out number one. And bring Modifi Marte to the plate. And it's Modifi Marte and Jackson Feltner who have been the ones that are... have been going back and forth over at first. And Marte will dig in for the first time today. And that pitch goes in there for strike number one. Talked a little bit about Bostic last half inning. We'll talk about him just a little bit more here. Also one of the two-way players. This is a Giant organization who's had a lot of two-way players here in recent memory. Last year, Reggie Crawford was one of those. A highly sought-after draft pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Modifi sends this one into right field. It will be playable. And underneath that one for out number two is Didier Lewis. Reggie Crawford, that two-way player, the 30th overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. After that surprising 100-plus win season for the San Francisco Giants, where they ended up falling short to the L.A. Dodgers in the NLDS. But they ended up getting Crawford, and he's now moved up to high A. But Bostic, one of those as well, logged a 2.52 ERA over 60 and two-thirds innings during his time at Grayson Junior College. And on top of that, he passed the century mark with 103 strikeouts, and he's looking to get his third strikeout of the ball game right here against Jake Josefa. 0-2 pitch on the way, swing and miss on elevated fastball, and the Rawhide go down in order here in the bottom of the second inning. So both teams copying each other through two innings of work. Rawhide 0, Giants 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At the location in Barnsley, Tulare, you'll give them a call at 688-2047.
Derry night here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this first Thursday of the minor league baseball season. First 250 fans got a plush baseball upon arrival to Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch on the way from Jacob Steinmetz, and it's fouled off to left side for strike number one. Plenty of giveaways here in this season, over 40 giveaways, including tomorrow night home replica pinstripe jersey giveaways. The New Jersey's here for this season. First 350 fans will get a chance to take those home. Brought to you by Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. 0-1 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. Misses inside to Cassiani. Count moves to one ball and one strike. The last two promotions for the weekend. Saturday will be the first fireworks of 2024. An upcoming pitch on the way here from Jacob Steinmetz. 1-1 delivery, and that one barely misses inside for ball two. Steinmetz has looked good through the first two innings of work so far. Two strikeouts, only allowing one runner on base. It was the two-out single from Luke Schleicher in the first inning. Swing and a miss, two balls and two strikes. So number 15, Ty Hanschy. First time he's appeared here in this series. Batting at the DH spot in the number 9 spot in the Giants order. 2-2 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. Misses low and inside for ball three. Here in the top of the third inning, the Giants, the only hit in this ball game. The Rawhide still looking to capture their first. Payoff pitch on the way from Hanschy, and he fouls that one backwards. And the count remains full. Rawhide will finish up the series this weekend before traveling down south to take on the Lake Elsinore Storm. And speaking of Lake Elsinore, they're currently the second place team in the Cal South. Payoff pitch on the way from Steinmetz, and that one's rolled to the right side of the infield. And Torin's got to stop it from getting into outfield, but he can't make the play on it in time. And we'll see what this goes down as. I think it likely would have been a hit, and that's what they will count it as. I mean, Christopher Torin had to cover a lot of ground. You'll see here on the replay. Could Marte had made a play on that ball? Possibly if he dove on it. But it was hit fairly hard. Christopher Torin does a good job from preventing it from getting to the outfield and at least making a chance to make a play on it. But instead, it's a base hit to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning. Estelin Cassiani to dig in here for the first time today against Jacob Steinmetz. Shows bunt. It plays pretty well. We'll see who it takes. It's going to be Santana. Throw to first in time. And another nice grab here from Ruben Santana on the run. The bare hand across the body throw. And that's the type of defensive abilities you like to see in a young third baseman. And Ruben Santana has that bare hand grab on lock here today. The second time he's pulled that play off. Gets the force out at first. Advances the runner over to second. But one down here for the Giants as it's Maui Iwuna stepping up to the plate for the second time. So Iwuna, who is playing in his second straight game here in the series, will get ready for the pitch. And he swings and misses on an inside pitch. Count goes 0-1. Maui, the 22-year-old in his first professional season, selected in the fourth round of the 2023 MLB draft, making his pro debut in these first five games. Upcoming pitch on the way from Steinmetz, who holds at the letters. The 0-1 misses high and outside for ball one. Iwuna played his college ball at the University of Kansas and the University of Tennessee. And during his three-year collegiate career, he batted 341, 17 homers, over 156 games. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Maui, and that one clips the outside corner and make that now one ball and two strikes. Iwuna, during his time with the Jayhawks, earned first-team All-Big 12 honors as a sophomore, and he ended up batting 396 with the Jayhawks. The 1-2 pitch on the way misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Originally from Hilo, Hawaii. His father, Walter, played baseball at the University of Hawaii. And he ended up traveling to the middle of the country for the Kansas. Swung and a miss. And that's two down here. Third strikeout of the day here for Jacob Steinmetz, and that one's brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands. You have Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen a call today at 559-625-4141. Jonah Cox will step up to the plate. He was a player they highlighted entering the week. Top five in the Cal League in the form of hits. He had yesterday off. But he'll get ready to dig in for an RBI opportunity. And it's a big hack there. And the count goes 0-1 with two away.
Give him a call at 65-41-41.
Jonah Cox trying to put the Giants on top of the Rawhide with the first run of the ballgame for the third straight day. The 0-1 on the way from Jacob Steinmetz to Cox. It's a slider that misses outside. And the count moves to 1-1. Jonah Cox batting 471 on 17 at-bats, 8 hits, 3 runs. The 1-1 on the way here from Steinmetz, who holds at the letters once again, glances over at second base. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and the count moves to 1-2. Jonah Cox does have one RBI, has a chance to make it 2. Slugging at a 471 clip. 526 OBP. Steinmetz looking for his fourth strikeout of the day in 1-2, grounded right back up the middle. This should be an easy play by Torin. Catches it, throws to first in time. And once again, The Giants strand another runner here in the top half of the third inning. One hit, no runs, and no errors with one runner left on base. We are through two and a half in downtown Visalia. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up. This is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Playing for the Rawhide, their catcher, number 16, Adrian De Leon.
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Visalia. The Rawhide looking for their first hit of the ball game. They've already had their first base runner in the form of Christopher Terrain. No surprise there for the Rawhide second baseman. And the pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. One ball and no strikes. De Leon, Pena, and Jones. 8-9-1. And he takes that one for strike one. Trying to hold back his swing, unable to do that. And De Leon has two ones on the board. One ball, one strike. The pitch misses a little bit low for ball two. De Leon today working on keeping the head level today during batting practice. Trying not to pull away. Trying to avoid pulling the ball down that left field line. 2-1, fouled off to the right side for strike two. Another Vision Glassworks foul ball. Give Dustin a call today at 559-747-2000. And the Rawhide catcher will call for time. You'll see De Leon and Kenny Castillo, the two catchers that will kind of alternate throughout the season. Castillo got the start for the first two games of this series. De Leon gets a start in game three on this Thursday night. 2-2 pitch on the way. A slow roller to the third base side. It's going to be scooped up by Ryo. A high throw. But an easy grab by Guillermo Williamson. A tall first baseman, he just goes up to the tiptoes to make the grab. And Adrian De Leon has sat down for the first time today. I bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Hitting coach Brad Marcelino. This, both De Leon and Pena were the two guys he was working with today in BP. That pitch barely misses outside for ball number one. Talked about Pena, a guy who's real quick on the swing and just trying to kind of slow that down, create that more solid contact. The 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball two. We talked about he could quickly rotate and get around to the ball, but causing some inconsistent power on his swings. They're trying to slow it down. 2-0 pitch on the way here to Pena, and he watches that one miss upstairs for ball three. Pena, who's manning left field here tonight, comes in at 5'8", 160 from Caracas, Venezuela. A free agent signing by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2021. The pitch clips the outside corner for strike one. Sun continues to set here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Lights will shortly come on. And Jefferson Pena takes the pitch outside, and he'll take his spot over at first base as he unwraps all of his batting equipment. The Pena will jog on over to first base, And it'll bring up Drew Jones for the second time in this ball game. Last time out, Drew Jones struck out on a 50-50 type of pitch. A pitch on the way to Drew. He swings and misses on the first pitch he sees. It was a two-strike count. Jones swings on an elevated fastball, and he thought he fouled it backwards to the backstop. Home plate umpire says he does not get a piece of it. And the catcher, Luke Schleicher, comes back and just taps Jones on the side, and he ends up tagging him out for the first out of the ballgame on the Rawhide side. Now Drew Jones behind in the count. No balls and two strikes with one away. And Drew Jones trying to get his footing here in 2024, where he's got two hits, both of those coming in Sunday's large win against the Inland Empire 66ers. 0-2 delivery on the way to Drew, and that one misses upstairs for ball one. Talked about the slow start. Drew Jones batting 125. This is his fifth game of the season. And entering tonight's ball game, 16 at-bats with those two hits on Sunday. 1-2 pitch on the way to Jones. Elevated fastball swung on and missed. And that's the second out here of the inning. And it will bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin, he's got some big hits in this series. He had a three-run homer on Tuesday night on a ball that hit off the championship signs out in left field. First pitch on the way to Torin. Misses upstairs for ball one. He also had that clutch two-run RBI triple in last night's ball game that ended up lifting the Rawhide past the San Jose Giants. Rawhide scored five runs in the sixth inning, made it a 5-3 ball game, and then Christopher Torin added on the insurance with the triple in the eighth. 1-1 with two down. And that one's lifted into left field. Coming in a couple steps will be Castellino. He calls off the center fielder, Jonah Cox, and he's able to make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion, and the Rawhide will end up stranding a runner over at second base. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through three innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 0, Giants 0. You're watching to and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning where Jacob Steinmetz remains on the bump. And the lights have officially come down. 76 seasons in downtown Visalia, year number 78, with 2 years in there without a baseball season, including, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, the year following that 2019 championship for Visalia. The Rawhide, three-time California League champions, 1971, 78, and 2019. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled off to the left side. One ball and two strikes. Prior to 2020, Visalia had made the California League playoffs in 4 out of the 5 years. Since that championship team, the Rawhide have yet to make it back to the Cal League playoffs. And hopefully this is a different year. Strike three on the inside corner. And ends up freezing the leadoff batter, Luke Schleiger. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands. And look at the pitch, just perfectly placed. And you got to give a little bit of credit to De Leon, who had the frame. And it brings up Elion Rayo to the plate. Pitch on the way from Steinmetz, and that's a big curveball. And way out in front was Rayo. Trying to get a piece of the pitch. Rayo in his fourth professional season. He spent the last 2 years, however, in the Arizona Complex League. He's bat 238 in his time out in Arizona. A one pitch on the way. Rolled to the left side of the infield where it's scooped up by Rojas off of 1 foot, and he makes the throw in time. Two down. A talented Rawhide infield, and Anderson Rojas getting to show off some of his talent. Running away from first base, but he still makes it look pretty clean. And it's going to bring up Nadir Lewis to the plate. Trying to find a way to extend this inning. Upcoming pitch on the way from Steinmetz, and it's a breaking ball. And misses the zone for ball number one. And often on the off days for Jacob, you'll often catch him throwing around the football out in right field with some of the other pitchers, just keeping the arm warm. 1-0 pitch on the way, roll to the right side of the infield. Tureen scoops it up at the belt. He had to go down to a knee to make the grab. And once again, the Giants go down in order. It's the second time today. And Jacob Steinmetz looking pretty good in his 2024 debut. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching to and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MyTV on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair.
Number 18, Junior Franco.
Junior Franco will lead things off here for Visalia. Franco bounced back between the Rawhide and the Hillsboro Hops in 2023. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. And it's going to be a 1-3 assist to get the first out of the inning. I mentioned that because it's time to go into the Arizona Diamondbacks organizational scores. And we'll start off in the Northwest League for the Hillsboro Hops. A record of 2-3, currently third in the Northwest, or three games behind Spokane. And yesterday fell short to Vancouver, final score 3-2. Pitch on the way to Ruben Santana, goes in there for strike number one. Hillsboro remains in our neighbors to the north for the week. And we'll move out to double A here in a moment as Ruben Santana swings and misses at the pitch. Amarillo captured their first win of 2024 last night. Final score out in Midland, 7-4.
But the Sod Poodles getting the victory over the Rockhounds. They'll remain out in Central Texas for the week. 0-2 pitch on the way. Miz upstairs for ball one. Amarillo 1-4, third in the South. One spot above the Corpus Christi Hooks out in the Texas League South. Move out to AAA with the Reno Aces next. 1-2 pitch on the way to Santana. Misses a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The Aces representing AAA out in the Pacific Coast League. 5-5, third in the PCL West. And they're 2.5 games back of the Tacoma Rainiers. Ball rolls to the shortstop. A couple of hesitation steps before the throw is released. And Maui Iwana gets the throw in time. A 6-3 ground out. It will bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Santana is a ball that kind of hung up in the middle on the breaker, but it just goes off the end of the bat. And Iwana, that's a routine play for the former Jayhawk. Two down here. Rojas rips that one into right field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to ricochet off the wall out in right. Rojas is going to stretch it over to two, and it's a two-out double for the Rawhide shortstop. And with that, that's the first Rawhide hit of the game, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Pick up an 8-ounce cup of Super Supreme Rosa Brothers ice cream at concession stands throughout the ballpark. Move! So Anderson Rojas, who had some pop on that swing, rips it out to the bullpens out there for San Jose. And Rojas, he had some pop today, and including a homer of his own out to right field on his final pitch of batting practice. And Rojas doing the same technique on that at-bat, rips it out to right. Nadir Lewis was unable to get it. And now we'll bring up Modifi Marte for an RBI opportunity here for Visalia. Pitch on the way. And that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. The Rawhide have batted with runners in scoring position once in this ballgame. They're 0-1. That occurrence happened back in the first inning when Christopher Terrine found a way to get to second base. 1-1 pitch. The pickoff attempt over to second. Nobody was covering the bag. Javier Francisco came a little bit late, but Anderson Rojas ends up diving in safely. Marte, the first time this season, he's batting with runners in scoring position. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's hit to the left side of the infield. Rojas nearly got in the way of it, but instead it rolls all the way to Iwana, who makes the throw in time, and the inning comes to a conclusion. The Rawhide get a one-out double, but they end up stranding Rojas there at second base, and we're through four innings of work. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Brothers ice cream at concession stands throughout the ballpark.
We roll on to the top of the fifth inning where Jacob Steinmetz remains in the ballgame. Doesn't seem to be much action stewing out in the Rawhide pen at the moment. All the Rawhide pitchers enjoying the ballgame here on a warm night. First pitch, 85 degrees. The ball lined on a string out to right field, drops in front of Jake Josefa. And a leadoff base hit here for Guillermo Williamson. Let's see where the pitch lands here. Steinmetz trying to go to that top outside corner on the cutter and ends up going opposite field for the base hit. Javier Francisco steps up 0 for 4 entering the day. He's now 0 for 5. 0-1 with no outs. The pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Derry night here at the ballpark. Fans who wore cow print to the ballgame got $5 grandstand tickets. And also the first 250 fans getting the plush ball giveaways. On the ground to the right side, to left side. Rojas struggles to get it at first. Tosses to Torin. Throw over to first, not in time. And the Rawhide get the force out at second, but that's all they get. Rojas tried to scoop it up cleanly, but the ball kind of hopped up on him. And it was off that bounce right before it landed in his glove. Ended up hitting him off the chest. So one out here for the Giants, and it's Javier Francisco who reaches off the fielder's choice. Ty Hanschy to step up, the DH here for the San Jose Giants with one down. San Jose already with three hits in this ball game. Pitch on the way, rolled off to the right side, and ends up going foul for strike number one. We'll finish off the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Arizona currently 6-7. They're third in the NL West behind the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres. However, currently riding a two-game winning streak after taking the series win against the Colorado Rockies. Final score 5-3 in yesterday's ball game. A one pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count moves to 0-2. The Diamondbacks had the day off, had a chance to rest, relax, and get ready. And they're currently on that two-game winning streak, looking to kind of build together some wins. Had a four-game skid before that win two nights ago. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes, and Corbin Carroll, NL Rookie of the Year in 2023. Started things off in the game two of the series with a leadoff homer. And Arizona now on the two-game winning streak. And out here in Visalia, the Rawhide, 4-1, looking to improve to 5-1. And looking to take control of this series and go up 2-1. Two balls, two strikes with one away. Jacob Steinmetz stares down the left-handed batter, Ty Hanschy. Delivery on the way. The 2-2 misses outside for ball three. Entering this ball game, the longest outing for Jacob Steinmetz in a Rawhide uniform. Six innings. It was last June, on June 15th against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 3-2 delivery on the way. Misses downstairs for ball four. There was a runner put in motion, but it's not going to be a stolen bag as the pitch was a little bit downstairs and the Giants have runners on first and second for the first time here in this ball game.
Now batter for the Giants, number 34, Estelo Cassiani.
So this weekend there's some bad weather rolling in. So tomorrow the Rawhide and Giants will partake in a doubleheader. An attempt to dodge the weekend rain. Two seven-inning games in the doubleheader here in minor league baseball. One-out pitch. And that one missed a little bit downstairs for ball number one. So the double feature here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Saturday's still a go at the moment, although not looking like ideal baseball weather, but the decision will be made on that come Saturday. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Steinmetz, and this is a slow roller to the right side. Steinmetz tries to take it off the bounce. He's unable to do it, and everybody's going to end up being safe, and we'll see if this one will be counted as a hit or an error. And that's something that we saw in yesterday's ball game. Landon Sims trying to get off the mound. He lost his footing on the mound and ended up falling down to both knees, but this time Steinmetz tried to make a difficult ball off the bounce. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out and have a word with the Rawhide infield. And it will be counted as an error, an E1 against Steinmetz. And with that, we go to the top of the order here for Maui Iwuna, who gets to see Steinmetz for the now make it third time today. Maui Iwuna in this ballgame, 0-2 on a grounds out over to first to begin the ballgame, and a strikeout swinging in the third inning. So far in this ballgame for Jacob Steinmetz, he's got a combined 4 strikeouts. And one right here would be huge, or if the Rawhide can find a way to turn a double play. Bases are loaded, so there's a force out at any bag. And Steinmetz is going to step off the bag and have a chance to reset. Giants have a chance to take the first lead of the ballgame, reaching the halfway point of this game. Steinmetz working from the stretch. The first pitch, and that one sent into left field. And diving to make the play is Drew Jones. He gets out number one. It's going to be a sack fly, but what a grab. What a play by the former second overall pick, Drew Jones, out in center. See a replay on that one. And that was a ball that was, that could have been dangerous. That would have scored 2 runs had it dropped. And Drew Jones goes down to a knee to make the grab. And he ends up getting the out. 2 down now. And there's an empty bag over at third. Huge grab by Drew Jones. Talked about the slump earlier that Drew Jones is currently having on the offensive side of the ball. But on the defensive side, you got to give credit where it's due. Drew Jones has been so good. His speed is great as well. And he shows it off right there on a ball that was hit in the gap. First pitch to Jonah Cox, called strike number one. Only one hit here in the inning for the Giants. Upcoming pitch on the way from Steinmetz, and that one's lifted to right field where it's Modifi Marte who's underneath it. I should say Jake Josefa, and he's underneath it to make the grab. So it goes, one hit, one error, and one run comes home to score. And just like that, the Giants have the first lead of the ball game. It's 1-0 halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. You are watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide scoreless through 4 innings. And it's time to get the offense going. In 5 innings and beyond, the Rawhide have scored all 37 of their own in 2024. Foul ball for Josefa, who got the final put out of the top half of the 5th inning. Rawhide this season in the 5th inning have scored 4 runs. But the eye-opener, 12 runs in the ninth inning. A Rawhide team likes to score late. Might be something that we have to get used to all season long. Two balls and a strike here for Yake Josefa, who's 0-for-1 in this ballgame with a strikeout. And that one goes in there for strike number two. And we have our first call to the pen tonight, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for Josefa, and he sat down for the first out of the inning. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. So it'll be Adrian DeLeon to the plate. And the Giants lead in this ballgame 1-0 thanks to the unearned run in the top half of the frame. And the pitch to DeLeon misses downstairs for ball number one. So Esmerlin Vinicio, the second arm used today by manager Yedwin Villegas. Back-to-back pitches misses outside for ball number two. Vinicio comes in for relief for Josh Bostic. A 2-0 delivery misses outside for ball three. Bostic's night closes on four complete innings of work where he only allowed one hit and struck out four batters. Josefa's 3-0 delivery on the way. I should say DeLeon 3-0 pitch, and that one watches go outside for strike one. Three balls, one strike with one away. Rawhide trying to get their another base runner on, and they'll do exactly that as DeLeon will take a five-pitch walk, and he'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. The Rawhide now have had a base runner in four out of the five innings. Their only inning they did not have a base runner. The second where the Rawhide went three up, three down, and they'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Pena, the Rawhide left fielder. Upcoming pitch on the way, and he takes that one upstairs and in for ball number one. One ball, no strike. Jefferson Pena. That Rawhide walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Back-to-back pitches miss outside for Jefferson Pena, and the count goes 2-0. We'll go to the top of the order where Drew Jones awaits on deck. Two balls, no strikes. Pickoff attempt over at first base, and another solid crowd here in game three of the six-game set. Well over 1,500 people in attendance for the first two games, including a season high on opening night, 2,500. 2-1. Now that's going to be a wild pitch. That's going to put a runner into scoring position. DeLeon reaches easily. And with one down here, the Rawhide have their third chance with a runner in scoring position here tonight. Currently 0-for-2. Pena has a chance to make it 1-for-3. With one down, and would likely expect Pena to take this pitch. And he will do exactly that. Takes it on the inside corner for strike number one. The Rawhide have one hit in this ballgame. It came off the bat of Anderson Rojas on a two-out double. A 3-1 delivery on the way from Vinicio, and he hits that one right back at the pitcher who ricochets off his body. Throw down to first, and he's able to get the out. Two down here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the fifth. A hard hit ball, but there's just a body in the way of it and ends up batting the ball down to the grass. And now the coaching staff will make their way out here to make sure Vinicio is all right. Manager Edwin Villegas will make his way out there. Dan Runzler as well. And the athletic trainer Kenta Mizaki makes his way out, and the umpires will allow for Vinicio to throw a pitch before stepping back in. Two down here for the Rawhide as Drew Jones will dig in for the third time today, 0-for-2 on two strikeouts. And Vinicio looks to appear all right. He'll get ready to do battle once again. He gets his fourth batter of the inning.
Let's get loud, Rawhide.
Let's get loud, Rawhide.
How about it, Drew Jones?
So here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Rawhide fans putting the cowbells together. A runner in scoring position just 90 feet away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and he tries to hold back the swing, but he goes around for strike number one. Jones trying to find a way to get out of this slump early in the year. RBI opportunity here for Drew. And he watches that one go to the outside corner for strike two. Three RBIs, however. They came over the weekend on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday at Inland Empire. 1-1 pitch on the way to Drew. And he watches that one miss downstairs for a ball. Two balls and a strike. It's Adrian DeLeon standing over at third base, and Christopher Terrien, no surprise, is awaiting on deck. 2-1 pitch on the way to Drew Jones. He takes that one down the heart of the plate for strike number two. Two balls, two strikes with two away. Some of the fans trying to give their support for Drew Jones, and he watches that one miss downstairs for ball three. Had a chance to talk to Drew Jones, asked him about how it feels and to be in front of the home fans. And he says just has a focus on the game at hand. Payoff pitch on the way to Drew Jones. And that one right down the middle for strike number three. And the inning comes to a conclusion. The Rawhide got a runner on with one away, but they end up stranding Adrian DeLeon over at third base. And we are through five innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching to and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Tonight is California Gary's night at Valley Strong Ball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS.
Call to the pen for manager D. Gardner, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. First pitch is outside, ball one. Make home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. New arm of the ball game for Visalia, Carlos Ray. He comes in for relief for Jacob Steinmetz, one of the longest outings of his pro career. And that one fouled off to the left side and out of play for strike number one. The Steinmetz goes five innings of work, only allowing three hits, four Ks. And it is Luke Schleiger, 3-4-5, due up here for San Jose at the top of the sixth inning. And Carlos Ray's pitch swung on and missed, and the count goes 1-2. Ray arrives in Visalia from Hiala, Florida, then in Nova Southeastern. Member of the Sharks, drafted in the 17th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Two balls, two strikes. Ray will stare down Schleicher for the first time this series. The 2-2 pitch fouled off to the left side. And the ball will ricochet back onto the field here for Carlos Ray. We have a chance to dive into the California League scoreboard for the first time today. In our ball game, San Jose leads Visalia 1-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2 on the way here to Schleicher. And that one's fouled backwards, and the count remains even. Meanwhile, down south, Rancho and Stockton in a tight one in a battle of two and three teams. 3-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And then we move to the Northern Division after this pitch. Carlos Ray to deal. And that one bounces outside for ball three. Meanwhile, up in the north, 40 minutes up the road, the Fresno Grizzlies lead over the Inland Empire 66ers 4-1. That game's currently at the top of the fourth inning. And then finally, further up north, out in Modesto, the Nuts lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm 2-2. That game's currently in the bottom of the third inning. This ball is lifted into left field, racing backwards is Pena. And that race turned into more of a jog after he located the ball out in the sky and left underneath it for out number one.
Now pitching for Grove Visalia Rawhide, number nine, Carlos Ray.
And he'll bring up Elion Rio to the plate. Rio digs in for the third time today, 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. The pitch, and that one's hit to the right side. And that one's bobbled for a second by Tureen, but he's able to gather himself in time and get the second out on just one pitch. Carlos Ray, the Rawhide southpaw, does have a win here in 2024. Has not allowed a run. Second game of the season. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Came in for a leaf out in Inland Empire. Only pitched two-thirds. Was able to get the win. One ball, one strike with two down. Ray pitched in the Sunday afternoon victory over the Inland Empire 66ers in a ball game where the Rawhide defeated their opponent from down south 14-7. The 1-2 pitch way upstairs ends up hitting the backstop. 2-2 with two down. See a pitch maybe slipped out on the fastball from Carlos. And that 2-2 misses outside. Carlos Ray enters the ball game with a four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, changeup. On the 3-2 pitch, what is he going to throw in right here? And he misses outside, and it looks like he may have lost his footing, so he has a two-out walk that results in Nadir Lewis stepping on first base. Bring up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. Guillermo bats from the left side, left on left matchup. Expect the slider. And the pitch misses outside, and it's going to be a wild pitch that's going to put a runner into scoring position. So Nadir Lewis just jogged on over. And I mentioned he'll go with the slider. It's the first pitch he throws.
Be sure to get your kettle corn and cola.
And a little too far outside.
On the left field side.
And now Carlos Ray has to be a little bit more careful here, trying to prevent the Giants from taking a 2-0 lead in this game. Fastball outside corner, strike number one. 1-1 with two down. Anderson Rojas is currently holding on Lewis over at second. Ray will stare down Williamson. And the pitch misses outside once again, 2-1. And really a growth game here for Jacob Steinmetz. This is five innings of work. Struggled to get deep into ball games last year, and it's a good start here in a Rawhide uniform. Elevated fastball, swung on, missed. Two balls and two strikes. Talked about Steinmetz being 20. Although this is his fourth minor league season, and for some of the younger guys, especially at high school, I mean, sometimes you just need to allow them to grow up as an individual, not just as a ball player. And that's kind of the spot that Steinmetz is in. And on the offensive side, same thing for Drew Jones. 2-2 pitch misses outside for ball three. The two guys who continue to grow every day and looking to grow and move up in the Diamondbacks organization here the next couple of years. A 3-2 pitch fouled backwards, and the count remains full with two down. Carlos Ray trying to get the punch out here. And try to aim on the outside third of the plate, but instead it ends up getting fouled backwards. Rawhide pitching four strikeouts. Carlos Ray will look to make it five. The 3-2 pitch on the way for Williamson. And he sends that one into center field where Drew Jones will patrol the outfield and call everybody off and make the easy grab. So, Nadir Lewis ends up reaching on a five-pitch walk, but he ends up getting stranded at second base. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning where the Rawhide trail the Giants 1-0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing...
Christopher Terrine set to dig in here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth inning. Visalia just one hit in this ball game off the bat of Anderson Rojas. The pitch ends up missing upstairs for ball number one. A guy who seems to lead the California League in several categories already early in the year. The 1-0 pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one. Terrine leads in primarily every category, with the exception of maybe two or three, with Ruben Santana being one of those. And that ball ends up getting bounced in for two balls and a strike. Christopher Terrine batting .444, 8-for-22. Including 12 RBIs. He's still the only player to have 10-plus RBIs. And Empire says hit by pitch for Terrine. And he'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate. He's having a pretty good start to the year as well. Pitch on the way here to Franco, and that one misses low. Catcher lost it for a moment. Terrine's going to end up going, and he's going to end up tagged on the back hamstring. One down here for the Rawhide. A late jump for Christopher Terrine, and it ends up costing him over at second. One down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And you see there, lost it for a second, the catcher Luke Schleiger. And Tureen, he didn't decide to jump really until Schleicher popped off the mask. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Franco, and he fouls it off to the right side. Franco batting from the left side, 5'9", 165. And that one hits him on the top of the helmet. And he's going to take his place over at first base. So back-to-back hit by pitches. And, you know, you can't go back and reverse your mistakes. But Tureen decides to not go. The runner, Rawhide have runners on first and second. The first time they have two runners aboard in the ballgame. But instead now it's just a runner on first with Ruben Santana stepping up to the plate. And that pitch goes down the middle for strike number one. Ruben Santana, if it's not Christopher Tureen leading a category, it's this young man right here. The Rawhide third baseman. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way. Santana slowly rolls it back to the pitching mound. That's an easy grab there for the Giants relief pitcher, Vinicio, and he gets a force out at first. And that will put Junior Franco over to second base. Anderson Rojas, 1-for-2 on the day. Third base playing very shallow here. Rojas pulled the ball. Back in the fourth inning down the right field line. So maybe that's the reasoning for Ryo to be playing so close on third base side. You see him probably about 3 feet max away from the edge of the infield grass. The 0-1 pitch on the way here to Anderson. And that one misses low downstairs for ball one. One ball and one strike. Visalia didn't score until the ninth inning on Friday night's ball game. Ended up scoring 4 runs. Christopher Tureen was one of them. And last night, took him until the sixth to score. 1-1, a step off, and Franco would just... looked like he was in a jog, but he ends up walking back easily into second base. 1-1 with two down. Upcoming pitch on the way here for Anderson Rojas. And that one misses. Franco had a massive lead over at second, and that ball is going to end up rolling into outfield. But no harm, no foul here for San Jose. With Rojas diving in safely. Rawhide fans, bring out the cowbells here on this dairy night. With 2-1. Anderson Rojas looking to get something going right here. A 2-1 delivery to Rojas. Misses downstairs, ball three. And a walk here would bring up Modifi Marte, put runners on first and second. But Rojas has to find a way to get aboard right here, drive in a run. Holds at the belt. It's Vinicio. The first relief arm used by manager Villegas. And Rojas rolls it to the right side of the infield. In front of it, it's Francisco, throws to first in time. And the Rawhide end up stranding a runner at second base. No hits, no runs, no errors. And one runner left on base. We head to the top of the seventh inning, where San Jose leads over Visalia 1-0. You're watching too and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, we roll on. Where it'll be Javier Francisco leading things off here for the San Jose Giants. Francisco, Hainshi, and Cassiani. 7, 8, and 9 here for San Jose in the top half of the frame. Carlos Ray remains on the mound for Visalia. Just the second arm used by manager D. Garner here today. As we move to the seventh inning, has a chance to get us into the updated Arizona Diamondbacks scores. And pitch misses upstairs, three straight balls. And out in Vancouver tonight, Hillsboro will have to make it up. They're going to make it up April 12th, tomorrow afternoon, at 3-0 pitch. And it clips the top of the strike zone for strike number one. Meanwhile, out in Double-A, the Midland Rockhounds hand the Amarillo Sod Poodles their fifth loss of the season. They're now 1-5. Big ol' hack from Francisco. Unable to make contact with him. The count goes 3-2. Finally out in AAA, the Reno Aces lead by a run over the Tacoma Rainiers. 4-3. That game's in the top of the fourth inning. Reno scored four runs in the second inning, and Francisco lifts this one to right field where Osefo will have to run back. And he's unable to make the catch. Bounces at the warning track, and that one will easily get Francisco to second. And it's a leadoff base hit here, the fourth of the night for the Giants. So another extra base hit in this ballgame, the second by either one of these squads, the first for the San Jose Giants. And San Jose now, that's their 14th double of the season. That's good for first in the Cal League. Upcoming pitch on the way. It's a little bit outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Interested to see who the Rawhide manage here. Their arms moving into the last two innings. Bunt sign shown, and that one's going to bounce off the ground. De Leon doesn't get the best block on it. And that just little sliver of the ball getting away advances the runner into scoring position. Javier Francisco takes advantage. Two and oh. Infield will move in here for Visalia. 30 pitches here in this ball game for Carlos Ray in his second complete inning of work. A 2-0. And that one misses outside for ball three. You see the infield there on your screen. With Anderson Rojas playing with the tiptoes at the edge of the grass. And that last pitch that advanced Francisco over to third officially goes down as a wild pitch. Three balls and a strike. Here to Javier. To Ty Hainshi. 3-1 with no outs. Runner on third for the Giants. The pitch on the way from Carlos Ray, and that one's fouled backwards. Visalia trying to find a way to put some runs together here in these last three innings. But they're going to have to find a way to prevent San Jose from getting on the board right here. The payoff pitch on the way from Carlos Ray. And that one's fouled off to left side once again, and this at-bat continues. Another Vision Glassworks foul ball. Be sure to give Justin a call today at Vision Glassworks 559-747-2000. Carlos Ray, payoff pitch, swung and foul tipped in the glove of Adrian De Leon, and one down here in the top of the seventh inning. Replay here, and Got a piece of it, but not enough. Jammed him up by the throw to the bat. I'll bring up Estelin Cassiani to the plate. Infield still playing more shallow than normal. The pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And with that fifth Rawhide strikeout of the game, brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. Carlos Ray tries to go with the off-speed pitch on the outside corner. He ends up clipping it. And the count goes one ball and one strike. Cassiani trying to hand it back to the top of the order for Maui Awuna. Pitch clips the bottom of the strike zone for strike two. One ball and two strikes. A big pitch coming up here for Carlos Ray. He gets the two outs here. Now he can get the force out at first and get out of the inning. Cassiani choked up on the bat. That pitch barely misses outside for ball two. De Leon tried to frame it, but unable to do it in favor of home plate umpire Caden Gustafson. You can see right there, just a little bit outside. 2-2 with one down. The semi-open stance here from Cassiani. And the pitch is a slow roller. Who's going to get it? It's going to be De Leon. Goes down to a knee. Throw to first. Sneaks past. Throw home. And it was cut off by De Leon. Carlos Ray probably could have got it and would have made the tag. And just kind of a weird sequence of plays. And the Giants come home to score. It's now 5-1. Or now 1-0. 5-1, I should say. Second run of the ball game here. And you see that ball had some weird backspin to it, and it ends up rolling a little bit further than probably what Delia would have thought. If that ball doesn't have an odd kick to it, he gets the force out at first, and he doesn't have to make such a difficult throw, which ultimately ends up getting past Marte. 2-0 Giants lead with a small lead over at first. The pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. There is an arm warming up here in the Rawhide pen as we speak. The 1-0 count. Pickoff attempt at first. Barely gets back in time. The dangerous ability of those left-handed pitchers. That pickoff attempt. And getting a little extra creep. That was a close tag there. It could have gone either way. The 1-0 is outside for ball number two. Two-oh with one down. Giants out hitting the Rawhide by 4 hits so far. And a pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one. It'll be Modifi Marte, Jaque Josefa, and Adrian De Leon. 6, 7, and 8 and after we stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And Maui Owuna will get ready for the 2-1 pitch. Carlos Ray's delivery. And a nice block by De Leon. Once again, San Jose will get aggressive. And that one nearly stuck into outfield. Luckily, Christopher Terrine had the backup. Another runner in his scoring position for the second time this inning. The block. But the throw late. And it's going to be counted as a wild pitch. Beer, water. 3-1 with one away. Carlos Ray misses upstairs for ball four. 5-pitch walk, Maui Owuna will take his place over at first base and runners on first and second as manager D. Garner makes his way out to the mound, and this will likely be the end of Carlos Ray's night. And as a result, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. Giants 2, Rawhide 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the key.
take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender.
How about it, number nine,
Jonah Cox to resume the inning here for the San Jose Giants. Runners on first and second. It's Esalen Cassiano at second. Maui Uwana at first after he was walked by Carlos Ray. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for ball one. And Third arm used by manager D. Garner today. The second pitching change for Visalia brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. 1-0 pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one. Junior Serta pitched on Tuesday night. Comes in for relief for Carlos Ray, who had a 1 1/3 with two hits. Did allow a run and walk two batters. One of those walks is over at first base as we speak. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's going to sneak through the left side of the infield, and they're going to end up bringing home a run. Here comes Cassiani. The throw is cut off. He dives in head first on the slipping side, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Giants. Good piece of hitting. Jonah Cox hadn't done anything prior to that at bat in this ballgame. He was 0-3. And he sneaks that ball through the left side of the infield. Not the hardest hit ball of the series or that you're going to see this season, but it is a hit that was effective. It hits through the gap, scores a run, and now the Giants have a three-run deficit over the Visalia Rawhide. So now it's Maui Uwana over at second. RBI base hit for Jonah Cox. Luke Schleicher will step up to the plate. The longest half inning for San Jose in this ballgame.
That's a better broker window for Vision Glassworks. Give a call, 747-2000.
And we've already seen really both Inland Empire and San Jose have been aggressive on the base paths here in these first few games of the year. Say the Rawhide a little bit more on the cautious side of things. The 0-1 pitch misses down for ball one. I mean, historically, these have been two teams that have been aggressive in the past years. Inland Empire, a year ago, they led the league in triples. A San Jose team who's also been top three in extra base hits in 2023. This one's lifted to the left side, and the count goes 1-2. So far this year, San Jose, 37 runs. They're tied with the Rawhide, the third most runs in the Cal League. No triples, however, for San Jose. But a squad who's got 13 doubles, that's good for first in the Cal League. That's what I'm talking about those extra base hits. The 1-2 pitch misses high and outside from Junior Serta. I mentioned Serta pitched on Friday night. It was a night to forget. A third of an inning pitched, gave up 4 hits, but here was the crusher, 5 runs. Only 3 of them were earned, but enough to create a deficit that the Rawhide were unable to come back from. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Serta swung on and missed. And Luke Schleiger sat down swinging for the second time today. Another strikeout brought to you by our friends at Allstate. Allstate, you're in good hands. Give Allstate insurance agent a call. Abraham Guillen, 559-625-4141. And this will now be the 7th batter of the inning. Elian Rayo, the third baseman, will step up. A double steal, throw down to second. It's a high one. Christopher Terrine unable to get it, and there was really no chance for De Leon, because Maui Iwana had such a good jump. He was nearly halfway down the base paths over to third by the time the pitch left the hands of Serta. So the only out opportunity was Jonah Cox at second. Double steal and put 2 runners into scoring position right here for the Giants. 0-1 with 2 down. The pitch on the way from Junior Serta, and that one's lifted up and out of play for strike number 2.
That's another quarter-sized prize ball. Get that ball, take it to the Valley's Cover Team store to collect your prize.
The 2 runners to score here in this inning, Javier Francisco and Estelin Cassiani. Both of those runs have been earned. Rawhide just trying to keep this a 3-run deficit. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Junior Serta. He holds on to the ball too long, and he misses outside for a ball. 1-2. Serta came in for relief for Carlos Ray earlier this inning. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Serta as he holds at the belt. The delivery, foul tipped in the glove of Adrian De Leon. He shows the home plate umpire, Caden Gustafson, and the inning finally comes to a conclusion, but not before San Jose tacks on 2 more runs on 3 hits. And we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. It is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Giants 3, Rawhide 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong.
Stretch time has cleared here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And we are here in the bottom of the 7th. Modifi Marte, Jake Josefa, and Adrian De Leon. 6-7-8 here for Visalia. And they count 1-1. And one thing I noticed today in batting practice when Marte was taking BP, that light tan bat he's using, Christian Serta is the name on the bat. The 1-1 pitch is upstairs for 2. Christian Serto was a Rawhide catcher last season before he was called up to Hillsboro, where he's currently one of the Hops catchers. 2-1 pitch on the way here to Marte. And that one goes in there for strike number two. Just thought it was interesting to see a Christian Serta bat here in 2024. A 2-2 delivery on the way to Modifi. And he takes that one right down the middle. He thought that one missed high, but instead it goes down Main Street. And there's one down here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the seventh inning. And with that strikeout, Modifi Marte, it's now seven strikeouts by Giant Pitching. Benicio remains on the mound here. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Josh Bostic started this ball game. He went four innings of work. And now Benicio looking to go three complete shutout innings. Mentioned earlier, Rawhide didn't score four runs on Tuesday night's game until the ninth inning. They didn't have a multi-hit inning until the ninth. Swing and a miss for Josefa. He'll take the bat with him after three straight pitches. Back-to-back K's from Benicio. And really no sign of fatigue. Josefa's third strikeout of the day, and it will bring up Adrian DeLeon to the dish. The Rawhide catcher facing Benicio. This one's to the left side, but a nice grab by Ryo. Throw across the diamond is in time, and it doesn't get more efficient than that from Esmeril and Benicio. Three up, three down. We are through seven at Valley Strong Ballpark. Giants 3, Rawhide 0. You're watching too and listening to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Back here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Thursday night. Rawhide will get ready to play doubleheader baseball tomorrow evening, starting at 5 o'clock. Seven-inning games tomorrow in an effort to avoid the bad weather coming in this upcoming weekend. Junior Serta on the mound for his first complete inning of work here in the top of the eighth inning. He'll face off against Nadir Lewis, Guillermo Williamson, and Javier Francisco. Pitch on the way. And that one foul tipped into the glove of Adrian DeLeon, and that's another Rawhide strikeout, their eighth of the day, and it's brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands. Give Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen a call today at 559-625-4141. And Serta goes with the cutter downstairs, foul tipped into the mitt. Now one out here with upcoming pitch on the way, missing outside for ball one to Guillermo Williamson. Guillermo in this ball game, 1-for-3, including a single in the fifth inning. Outside of that, he's had a strikeout and a fly out to Drew Jones. Swing and a miss outside. The official attendance just announced inside the ballpark, 2,817 people. So another nice crowd here on this third home game of this campaign. That one goes in there for strike number two. The Rawhide will be on the road next week, but they'll be back home following the trip to Lake Elsinore, and that one clips the inside corner for strike number three. Junior Serta in a groove here in the top of the eighth inning. Back-to-back K's and bringing Javier Francisco to the plate. Third batter here in the inning for the San Jose Giants. And take a look at the strikeout wall here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Junior Serta now has struck out the last four batters that he's faced after coming in for relief of Carlos Ray. The only non-strikeout was Jonah Cox on a single on the first batter that he faced. One ball, one strike with two down. Javier Francisco looking to end up the little strikeout streak that Serta's putting together. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and it's a slider that misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Three runs here for the Giants. They've scored all three of those runs in the last three innings. Two last frame and one in the top of the fifth. The 2-1 fastball misses outside from Serta. Try to clip the corner, but instead home plate umpire Caden Gustafson says it's a little bit outside. 3-1 with two away. Serta trying to go three up, three down and get his offense back up. And the 3-1's fouled off to the right side. And with that, Porter Subs foul ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Talked about the trip down south to Lake Elsinore. The Rawhide will return home starting April 23rd at 6:30 against the Inland Empire 66ers. 3-2 pitch fouled off to the right side. And that one's going to be a fun one. Our second homestand of the season. That one will feature Girls Night Out on Thursday. The following night will be 90s night with a 90s-inspired jersey giveaway. And then Squints from the movie The Sandlot will be in town for his bobblehead on Saturday. 3-2 pitch, swung on and a miss. And Junior Serta strikes out the side. Make that six straight strikeouts. And we head to the bottom of the eighth inning where the Rawhide trail the Giants 3-0. You're watching to listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" Janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services.
Move to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rawhide down to their final six outs here. Still looking for their first run of the ball game. And with that, San Jose has gone to the pen for the second time today with a new pitcher in the ball game, number 17, Cole Hillier. He'll be facing off against Jefferson Pena, Drew Jones, Christopher Torin. 9-1-2 here in the eighth inning. And Pena takes that one at the knees for strike two. And a reminder, ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Misses a little bit inside for ball one. Pena in this ball game. He's grounded out back to the mound, and he's walked. An 0-for-1 night for the Rawhide left fielder. The pitch on the way from Hillier. Slider that misses outside for a ball, 2-0. Although the Rawhide 4-1, it's been the batting average that has seemed to struggle. 254, it's middle of the pack. That's fifth in the Cal League, and Jefferson Pena swings and misses, and he strikes out.
Come to the plate, number six, Drew Jones.
Rawhide batting has now struck out 9 times in this ball game, and it will bring up Drew Jones to the plate for the fourth time today. 3 times he struck out. And he'll face Cole Hillier for the first time today. And he takes that one in there for strike number 2. As many people know, the second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft, the 0-1 pitch goes in there for strike number 2. And speaking of that 2022 MLB draft, Jackson Holliday, the first overall pick in 2022, recently got called up to the show yesterday. Pitch on the way, misses downstairs for ball 1, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The top 5 picks in that draft: Jackson Holliday, Drew Jones, Kumar Rocker, Tamar Johnson, and Elijah Green. Rolled to the left side of the infield by Jones. That one scooped up by Iwana. A high throw, but he's able to get them out in time.
Now batting for the Hide. So
2 down here for the Rawhide. And Torin will get ready to dig in from the right side. Jones had speed, and that ball's a little bit higher. He's going to end up reaching. Christopher Torin will dig in, and that one goes in there for strike number 1. And those 5 guys that I mentioned, the furthest one move up, obviously Jackson Holliday. But outside of that, the 4 other guys on the top 5, the highest a player is in high A. Jackson Holliday from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and the son of 15-year big leaguer Matt Holliday. The 1-1 pitch. This is outside for ball 2. Jackson climbed through all 4 affiliates in 2023, 18 games with the Norfolk Tides, and through 10 games here in 2024, was batting .333 with 2 home runs, and he got the call to go up to Baltimore. Went 0-for-4 yesterday and still looking for that first big league hit today. And interesting to see how everybody's journey different throughout the minor league campaign. And Christopher Torin will draw a two-out walk, and it'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Second walk of the day here for Christopher.
Let's go, Rawhide.
Junior Franco 0-for-2 on the evening. He was hit by pitch in his last at-bat in the sixth inning. And the upcoming pitch swung on and missed for Franco, and he goes behind in the count 0-1. 3-for-7 here in the series for the Rawhide DH. He's played in both games here of the series, having the day off in the field. In yesterday's ball game, he was 1-for-3. The 0-1 pitch. Did he go around? He does not. And the count goes to 1-1. Junior Franco with a double in the seventh inning, but he ended up getting stranded there. A And now trying to play some ring around the Rosie, and he hits that one right up the middle. Christopher Tureen will hold up at second, and the Rawhide have two runners aboard here in the bottom of the eighth.
Have you been an accident?
Nope, that's Paul Guss. And something that they're always working on in practice, middle-middle. Send the ball towards the middle of the field. Junior Franco does just that. Gets it out of reach to the second baseman, Javier Francisco. And it brings up Ruben Santana, who was good in RBI opportunities over the weekend. 2 down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ruben Santana, his pitch. This is outside for ball number one. So it is Tureen at second, and you have to think that any ball in the gap, Tureen's going to try to stretch it and come home to score. The 1-0 misses outside, and the count moves to 2-0. Third base coach is Jaime Del Valle. First base coach, manager D. Garner. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Santana. Rolls it to the left side of the infield, scooped up by the shortstop, throw to first in time. And the Rawhide are going to end up stranding two runners here in the eighth inning. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We head to the top of the ninth inning where the Giants lead over the Rawhide 3-0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available.
Visalia will go to the pen for the third time today. And that gives us a chance to shout out our friends at ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Jordan Chalas into the ballgame here for Visalia. A 6'3", 175 right-hander from La Romana, Dominican Republic. And in his one appearance here this season, he has a save. It was in Saturday night's win against the Inland Empire 66ers. Roman Angelo opened the season with the first Rawhide save of the year. And the 0-2 is fouled backwards. And here to bat here in the top of the ninth inning, Ty Henchy, Eston Lynn Kazani, and Maui Owuna. Giants out hitting the Rawhide 6-2 here in this ball game. And this one hits to the left side of the infield where Ruben Santana is going to have to show off his athleticism again. And it is not in time. A tough play for Santana. Momentum going towards the Rawhide dugout. But he still threw across the body online. But just a tad bit too late. Hensch shows off the speed and hustles down the first base line. And it's a leadoff single here for the San Jose Giants. Their seventh of the night. And with that base hit, it ends a streak of five straight batters retired via the strikeout. Let's go through the numbers for Junior Serta. And it's a completely different night than what he had on Tuesday. 1 2/3 inning, one hit, five Ks, all five of those all consecutively. The 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side, and the count goes to 0-2. So five Ks in the outing. Junior Serta had one strikeout, five runs. So he had as many strikeouts as he did runs on Tuesday night. So can't judge it all on one night. And a swing and a miss. And Jordan Chalas comes in and sits down the second batter that he faces for one down here in the top of the ninth inning. Challenges him with the elevated fastball. I should say cutter. See that late break to the outside part of the zone. And a pitch like that, trying to create that weak contact to go over to the third base side and let Ruben Santana turn the 5-4-3 DP. Swing and a miss on the pitch there. A big ol' hack from Maui Ahuna. And now he's behind in the count 0-1. And you can tell Ahuna swinging for the fences. Only one homer here at Valley Strong Ballpark here in 2024. And it was off the bat of Christopher Torin. 0-1 with one down. The pitch misses outside for a ball. Chalas trying to show off the velocity here on these last couple pitches. 1-1 with one down. Chalas will step off the mound and regroup with his catcher, Adrian DeLeon. And now Adrian will want to have a word with his relief pitcher. Due up in the bottom of the ninth inning for Visalia will be Anderson Rojas, Modifi Marte, and Jaque Josefa. 5, 6, and 7 for Visalia. Three mound visits remain here for the Rawhide. A double play gets Chalas out of the inning, and it sends this game to the bottom of the ninth. And that one's fouled back, and the count moves to 1-2. Mentioned the doubleheader tomorrow. Rawhide and Giants will get underway at 5:30 p.m. with a seven-inning ball game, and then the second game to follow after that. 1-2 with one away. Chalas glances over the shoulder, and a swing and a miss. Brings the heat on that one. Two down here at the top of the ninth inning. And the fans enjoying that pitch from Jordan Chalas. And look at that pitch once again. He goes two punch outs in that top left quadrant of the strike zone. And it will bring up John O'Cox to the plate, who in this ballgame is 1-for-4 and with an RBI. Cox choked up on the bat, and he has a big hack there, but unable to make contact with it. And to a nice couple of applauses here from the Rawhide faithful. 0-1 with two down. Chalas glances over at first base. Standing there is Henchy. That one right down Main Street, 0-2. One more strike here for Chalas to get out of the inning. Visalia will have one final chance at the bottom of the ninth. The 0-2 delivery on the way, fouled off to the right side. Rawhide pitching as a combined strikeout has combined for 11 total strikeouts between Jacob Steinmetz, Carlos Ray, and Junior Serta. No strikeouts in a game by Rawhide pitching. 16. That was opening night at Inland Empire. The upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way to Cox. Fouls that one backwards. Stays alive in the at-bat. Jordan Chalas will grab a new ball. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday night of opening week. First Thursday of the season. of the minor league baseball season getting underway 6 days ago. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove of Adrian DeLeon. And it goes one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. One last chance to dance for the Rawhide as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Giants 3, Rawhide 0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road.
9, 10, and 6. $4. We head to the top, or the bottom of the ninth inning, I should say, with Anderson Rojas leading things off here for Visalia. Rojas, Marte, Josefa, 5, 6, and 7 for Visalia. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Anderson Rojas is one of the two hits in this ball game. It was an extra base hit on a line drive out to right field. The 1-0. And that one misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast is a Rawhide team who they like to score runs late in the ball game. The 2-0, and that one goes to the bottom of the strike zone for a 2-1 count. The Rawhide, 12 runs scored in the bottom of the ninth inning, or in ninth innings in total. Rojas fouls that one off to the left side, two balls and two strikes. Four of those runs came on Tuesday night when the Rawhide tried to make a late rally down 7-0 entering the ninth frame. Rojas watches that one miss outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Visalia looking to find a way to get the comeback. Their largest comeback win this season was down by four. They gave up four runs in game number two, and that one's hit through the right side of the infield for a base hit for Anderson Rojas. Leadoff single from the Rawhide shortstop. And we go to the next batter here for Modifi Marte. Although the Rawhide down here, the Rawhide faithful still lots of energy in front of a crowd of 2,500 people. Modifi Marte bats from the right side. Double play set up here for the San Jose Giants. The pitch misses outside for a ball. Two stolen bags here in 2024 for Visalia. They've tried to get aggressive once in this ball game. It was Christopher Torino who was tagged out being aggressive. Pitch goes in there for strike number one. The reason I say that, one of the two guys at the stolen bag is the guy standing at first base, Anderson Rojas. Will they put him in motion? Oh, Rojas is one of the faster guys on this Rawhide team. And that one clips the outside corner for strike number two. Rawhide held scoreless through eight frames so far. But the Giants need to get three outs to take a 2-1 series lead entering Friday's games. San Jose 1-4 here in 2024. Visalia 4-1. 1-2 pitch. And that's a tight one to take, but Morifi Marte does it. 2-2 goes the count. Marte in this ballgame 0-3, including a strikeout looking back in the seventh inning. The 2-2 on the way. It's a breaking ball fouled backwards, and the count remains at the 2-2.
That is a Porter's Oaks prize ball. Collect that ball and take it to the Balance Cover Team store to collect the prize from Port of Sons. Slice it fresh for over 50 years.
2-2, no outs here. Modifi Marte will dig in once again. A slight shift out in outfield with everybody shifted over probably about 5 steps to 10. The 2-2 lifted into right field, going towards the pasture and right. It will go in foul territory and land out in the lawn, located along the right field side.
Ball. Take that ball to the Balance Cover Team store. You'll get to keep the ball and get a prize.
Giants out hitting the Rawhide, 7-3. The Rawhide have committed 1 error in this ball game. Meanwhile, San Jose, they've played clean ball all night long without an error. 2-2, no outs. Anderson Rojas at first base. Marte gets ready for the pitch, and he swings and misses on an elevated fastball for out number one off the arm of the right-hander, Cole Hillier. Second strikeout of the day for Modifi Marte. And Jaque Josefa steps up to the plate, a guy who had several RBIs over the weekend on both Friday and Saturday. One down here for the Rawhide, and Josefa takes that one inside. And now the third baseman, Elian Rayo, he's got his feet about 3 feet away from the fringe of the infield grass. Pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. The night started off with Josh Bostic going 4 shutout innings, only allowing 1 hit and striking out 4 batters. Benicio came in, and he was locked down as well. The 1-1 bunt sign bunt is shown. And Josefa unable to make contact. It looked like he was trying to go for that bunt down the first base line, where the only play would be over at first and put Rojas into scoring position. A Rawhide team who opens up batting practice with a minimum of 3 bunts every day. And Josefa unable to do it in that occasion. Takes a pitch inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes for the Rawhide right fielder. Josefa's 2-2, and he just kind of puts that one on the ground over to second, only plays at first. And the shortstop, Maui Awuna, gets the out, and the Rawhider down to their final man with Adrian DeLeon stepping up to the plate. And that was a ball, that was a defensive swing from Josefa, just trying to put the ball in play. And now DeLeon will step up looking to avoid the first Rawhide shutout of the season. DeLeon out of the 8 spot. A 2-out first pitch on the way. DeLeon unable to hold back his swing. He goes around for strike number 1. Adrian in this ballgame, he is 0-2. He has 2 outs in this ballgame, both ground out to the third baseman, Elian Rayo. The 0-1 misses a little bit outside for ball 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson Rojas began this inning on a ground ball through the right side of the infield, and he currently stands at second base after Josefa and Marte were both sat down. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and right down Gidding Street for strike number 2. Adrian DeLeon trying to extend this ball game. Visalia trails by 3. The 1-2 pitch with a runner in scoring position. The delivery misses outside. In this ballgame, Visalia 0-6 with runners in scoring position, and they've left 7 men aboard. It will be 8 if they can't find a way to bring in Anderson Rojas. And now time will be called here from DeLeon to kind of take a quick breather before he'll step back into the batter's box. Hit number 4 for the Rawhide would likely score in a run and make this a 2-run ball game. The 2-2 swung on and missed, and the Rawhide are shut out for the first time in 2024. Of a final score 3-0, the Giants finish the ball game with 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. Tonight's winner, the first relief pitcher for San Jose, Esmerillin Vinicio. The save is awarded to Cole Hillier, and the loss is awarded to tonight's starting pitcher, Jacob Steinmetz, who had a pretty good night. 5 innings of work, 3 hits, only allowed 1 run. It was not earned, and he had 4 strikeouts. But in the end, the Rawhide offense static tonight. They couldn't put together any runs, and they end up dropping game 2 of this series, and they end up falling to 4-2 in 2024, and the San Jose Giants improved to 2-4. In front of a crowd of over 2,500 people, it took 2 hours and 23 minutes to complete this ball game. And before we sign out for the night, final score, Giants 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, Rawhide, no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. So until tomorrow night, I'm Joey Gonzalez. Have a great night, and go Rawhide. To these legendary people.